谢神，从今天开始，我们有一天半多一点的讲习会。
Thank God that starting from today, we have about a day and a half of our seminar.
我们大家都是对宣道工作有使命感、有负担的人。
We all have the responsibility and the burden of preaching the gospel.
我们来这个地方互相的学习如何来带动我们地方教会的宣道工作。
And we have all come here together to learn about how we can guide the evangelical work at our churches.
但是当我们要推动地方的宣道工作，我发现使徒行传就是给我们一个蓝图。
But while we're learning how to do this, we realize that the book of Acts is a blueprint for us.
差不多每一个应该做的事情都有记载在使徒行传。
Everything that we must do is already recorded in the book of Acts.
所以有时候只是重新的在提醒我们自己在地方教会应该要怎么来做。
And so this is often a reminder of how we should do our work in the local churches.
那在使徒行传有一句话，我们今天早上来思考。
There is a phrase in the book of Acts that we're going to reflect upon this morning.
使徒行传的第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章
Acts chapter 2
从第一节一直到第四节
From verses 1 to 4
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风飞过，充满他们所坐的屋子。第五第三节
Verse 3
又有额头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。第四节
Verse 4
他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所示的口才说起别国的话来。这个第四节说他们就被圣灵充满。
Verse 4 says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个使徒行传的宣道工作从第二章开始有很大的突破。
The evangelical work in the book of Acts had a breakthrough in the book in chapter 2.
所以到后面呢，彼得一次证道，三千个人受洗。
So afterwards, Peter gave a sermon and 3,000 people were baptized.
但是这个宣道工作的突破是在第四节。
But the breakthrough in evangelical work was actually in verse 4 of chapter 2.
他们都被圣灵充满。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们地方教会如果宣道工作要突破，就是需要祷告到大家被圣灵充满。
Thus, if we want a breakthrough in the evangelical work in our local churches, we must all be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看这个被圣灵充满，这个他们是指谁？
It says they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Who is they?
就是这些受主耶稣训练过三年的门徒。
They were the apostles that had been trained by Jesus for 3 years.
然后主耶稣升天以前对他们也有托付。
And before Jesus ascended back into heaven, he gave them a task.
所以他们的使命感很清楚，也有接受过训练。
So they had a great sense of mission and they had gone through training.
所以今天教会里面其实也有很多人很喜欢传福音。
And today in church, there are a lot of people who like to preach.
使命感很清楚。
They have a great sense of mission.
但是还缺乏什么
？But what do they lack？
就是这些门徒所缺乏的，就是从上头来的能力。
They lacked what the disciples themselves lacked, which is the power from above.
因此主耶稣说，你们要在耶路撒冷等候。
And this is why Jesus said that they must wait in Jerusalem.
到上头来的能力，然后你们去传福音。
To wait for the power from above, and then they would preach.
我们知道要传福音。确实不是简单的事情。
We know that preaching is not an easy task.
要改变人的心，这是一场属灵的征战。
To change the hearts of people is a spiritual battle.
这个属灵的征战不是凭着个人的口才能够有所得胜。
And the spiritual battle cannot be won by the eloquence of man.
也不是凭着个人的热忱就能够得胜。
And it cannot be won by the fervor of man.
是要凭着神的能力才。
It can only be won by the power of God.
所以，祷告到从上头来的能力，这个就是宣道突破的开始。
Thus, we must pray for the power from above, and that will be the breakthrough of evangelical work.
如果在第二章，我们其实，在那个背景下，我们可以看到很多的困难。
But actually, when we look at chapter 2 in the background, we see a lot of troubles.
他们是犹太教的一个文化。
They were Jewish.
基督教完全是新的。
Christianity was an entirely new religion.
这个非常的困难。
And this is a challenge.
但是祷告到圣灵充满。
But when they prayed till they were filled with the Holy Spirit,
神的能力更大。
The power of God was great.
没有一个困难是阻挡。
And there was no challenge that was there was no obstacle that could not be overcome.
所以这个圣灵一降临，第一个现象就是大风吹过。
So when the Holy Spirit came down, the first thing that happened was like there was a great wind that blew across.
第二个就是舌头火焰显现。
And secondly, there were appeared to them divided tongues.
这个风啊，就是一种属灵的气息。
The wind is like a spiritual breath.
啊，也吹到人的身上，在灵里面，人会复活起来。
When it blows onto man, then man will resurrect.
在灵上，灵里面啊，会得到力量。
And they will have a spiritual strength.
啊，让我们里面这个人刚强起来。
So that the inner man can be strengthened.
哦，所以这个圣灵的浇灌啊，这个是非常重要一个关键。
Thus, the fullness of the Holy Spirit is very important.
那第二个，舌头好像火焰显现出来。
Secondly, there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire.
好像火降到他们身上。
It was as if fire had come upon them.
有时候我们发现一个教会啊，这个宣道工作大家都很冷漠。
Sometimes we see that in local churches, everyone in the evangelical work is very cold.
好像对这个都没有兴趣。
They don't have any interest.
其实归结到最后是祷告。
But in the end, the problem is that they have not prayed enough.
我们差不多在每一个宣道工作做得很好的教会，你可以看到一个重要的特色，就是大家很注重祷告。
In every church where we see great work in the evangelical department, there is one commonality, which is a lot of prayer.
这一步能够做得好，下一步就没有困难。
If we can take this, or if we can do this correctly, then everything else will go smoothly.
这一步如果做不到，其他下一步很多的计划，都发现都很难推动。
But if we don't pray, then every other step afterwards cannot be done.
所以我们要祷告到被圣灵充满。
Thus we must pray until we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告多久呢？
How long should we pray?
当然是五分钟、三十分钟，这是我们常常强调。
So oftentimes, of course, we emphasize 15 to 30 minutes.
其实圣经里面找不到说要祷告多久。
But actually, the Bible doesn't say how long we should pray.
但是圣经给我们一个目标。
But the Bible gives us a goal.
要被圣灵充满。
Which is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那要祷告多久才能被圣灵充满？
How long must we pray till we are filled with the Holy Spirit?
这个要看我们祷告。是不是有常常在祷告？
This depends on if we pray often.
如果我们常常在祷告，当然时间不是很长，我们就可以被圣灵充满。
If we pray often, then we don't have to pray for too long to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是如果我们礼拜一到礼拜五都没有祷告，
But if we don't pray from Monday through Friday,
那礼拜六可能要祷告久一点。
Then on Saturday, we probably will have to pray longer.
所以祷告的目标就是被圣灵充满。
So the goal of prayer is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那怎么感觉到有圣灵充满？
How can we feel that we're filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们自己会感觉到。
We'll feel it.
有神的能力充满。
Because we will feel the strength of God filling within us.
心里开始火热起来。
And our hearts will have a fervor.
所以为着推动宣道的工作，我们教会需要为这件事情有特别的带祷。
So if we want to break through the evangelical work, we must pray for it.
那通常在教会推动祷告最好的方法是礼拜六聚会以前。
So how do we encourage prayer within the church? Oftentimes it's best to do it in Saturday mornings.
最方便是中午。
The most convenient is Saturday afternoon.
因为大家都在教会。
Because everyone's already at church.
但是中午也是最不方便。
But Saturday lunch is also the most inconvenient.
因为一个礼拜里面最重要一个钟头是中午吃饭。
Because the lunch is very important.
一个礼拜
within a week.
最重要一个小时就是中午，礼拜六中午。
One of the most important hours is Saturday lunch.
慕道者来，很多外地的信徒来，很多很少教会的来。
A lot of street seekers or members from afar come to church.
那我们教会这些关键的人物大部分的代表教会去关心他们。
And a lot of people have to go be concerned about them.
所以中午在推动祷告，有时候很多人没有办法参加。
So when we push for prayer at lunch, a lot of people can't attend.
那最好就是早上聚会前。
So we should have prayer before service in the mornings.
差不多半个钟头，一个钟头。
About half an hour or an hour.
这样来推动教会祷告。
That way we can encourage the church to pray.
那祷告多了，我们会感觉到教会有圣工有在 有一种动在开始发动的感觉。
And if we pray more, then we will see that the work will start to prosper.
我们看以西结书。
So look at the book of Ezekiel.
47章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书47章。
Ezekiel 47.
第九节。
Verse 9.
47章第9节。
47 verse 9.
这个河水所到之处。 凡滋生的动物都必生活 并且因为流来的水必有极多的鱼 海水也变甜了 河水所到之处 百物都必生活
And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes.
这里说从圣殿有水流下来。
Here says that there is water flowing from the temple.
那水流过的地方, 凡滋生的动物都必活起来。
And everything that the river passes or every living thing that moves will live.
第九节最后一句话, 水流到的地方, 百物都必生活。
And says everything will live wherever the river goes.
所以这个有时候教会哦, 真的要被圣灵充满, 你才发现这个教会里面有属灵的活力。
So we can see that oftentimes when you see that the church is filled with the Holy Spirit, there is life within it.
有时候我们在领会, 常常在各个不同的教会领会, 我们都会有感觉。
When we give sermons at different churches, we have different feelings.
有的教会, 你去领会的时候, 发现没有, 没有活力。
When we go to preach at certain churches, we feel like there is no life.
礼拜六早上大家觉得很爱睡觉这样。
Seems like everyone wants to sleep during the sermon in the morning on Saturday.
等到要吃饭的时候, 大家精神百倍。
But when it's time for lunch, everyone is super energetic.
吃饱饭, 下午聚会, 大家又好像很困的样子。
And then in the afternoon, after lunch, everyone seems to be sleepy again.
聚完会泡茶, 精神百倍。
And then after service, when everyone's drinking tea, then everyone's energetic.
但我发现这样的教会, 祷告都是很弱。
And we see that in these churches, the prayers are very weak.
但如果这个教会, 祷告很弱。
But if the prayers in the church are strong, we'll see that there is a life within the church. We'll feel like a sense of movement within the church when we preach. So to bring life to the church, we must pray.
那接下去说, 这个水流来必有极多的鱼。
It also says that there will be a very great multitude of fish.
水把鱼带进来,
the water brings the fish.
我们知道, 宣道工作就是下网捕鱼。
We know that preaching is going out to fish,
有时候是想说,
casting out our nets.
我们去把鱼捕上来。
Sometimes we feel like we're going to go fish.
但是这里说, 水把鱼带过来,
but here it says the water brings the fish.
不必抓, 水把鱼带过来,
we don't have to go fishing, the water will bring the fish to us.
真的很奇妙啊, 有时候我们教会开始祷告多的时候, 你发现, 诶, 慕道者越来越多。
And it's really miraculous when we see that our church prays more, then there are more and more truth seekers.
有的是神感动他们自己的。
Sometimes it is the movement of the Holy Spirit that brings them to church.
有的是神感动牧, 教会的弟兄姊妹带他们来。
And sometimes God moves our brothers and sisters to bring them to church.
但是如果没有祷告,
but if there is no prayer,
有时候发现哦, 带牧道者很难。
We'll find that bringing truth seekers to church is very difficult.
那带了以后留不住。
And when we bring them to church, we can't keep them here.
带了一次他就不来。
We bring them once and then they stop coming.
但是如果有祷告,
but if we pray,
很容易带。
It's very easy to bring them.
那来到教会, 他对神有感受。
And when they come to church, they will experience God.
有很多人到教会来聚会一两次, 他觉得, 诶, 来教会以后心里很平安。
There are some people, when they come to church once or twice, they feel like there is a peace within their hearts.
祷告有神的灵在感动。
And when they pray, they feel the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那他就会一直来。
And they will continue to come.
所以, 这个水流过去, 真的是很重要。
Thus it is important for the water to flow in.
那在同样一节里面,
in the same verse,
这里说, 有许多的鱼, 海水也变甜了, 这是中文的翻译。
It says that the waters will be healed.
英文说 healed, 中文翻译说甜的, 本来是苦的, 变成甜的。
And in Chinese, this is sweet. The waters were once bitter, and now they are sweet.
那这个就是 healed, 就是受, 被医治了。
So the waters are healed.
所以现在很多人, 心灵忧伤, 苦闷。
There are people in this world today whose hearts are full of sorrow.
所以你看现在很多人有忧郁症。
So we see a lot of people today have depression.
有的人虽然没有达到忧郁症，其实生活有很多问题。
And even if people don't have depression, they have a lot of problems in their lives.
那这个圣灵的力量啊，就是英文说 healed， 能够医治。
The power of the Holy Spirit is that it can heal.
啊，本来在教会外面哦，觉得很多的苦闷。
Those who felt like they had a lot of troubles outside of church,
那来到教会以后，他觉得，哎，这个苦闷呢，渐渐变成平安。
May feel that their troubles slowly become peace when they come to church.
所以我们确实听过慕道者说，他们一个礼拜最想的一天就是礼拜六能够来教会。
Sometimes we hear true seekers say that the day they look forward to most in the week is Saturday because they can come to church.
那如果慕道者有这样的感觉，我们就不会忧虑他不会来，他一定会来。
And if our true seekers have this experience, then we won't have to worry about whether or not they want to come, because they will come.
啊，因为他已经体会到从苦的到教会里面开始变甜。
Because they've already experienced the bitterness that becomes sweet when they come to church.
所以结论就是，我们整个教会推动祷告那个推动圣工的那个力量，就是从推动祷告开始。
Thus, the conclusion is that in order to push forward through our evangelical work, we must push forward through prayer.
但是我们常常发现，就是教会里面就是推动祷告最难。
But we find oftentimes that encouraging people to pray in church is very difficult, or is the most difficult.
我曾经参加过一个职务会。
I once attended a council meeting.
每一次讨论到推动祷告，到最后都是没有结论。
Every time they talked about encouraging a prayer within the church, there was no conclusion.
啊，更不需要提到禁止祷告，这个没有办法。
And they couldn't even talk about fasting prayer.
啊，每一个人都有他的困难。
Because everyone had their own troubles.
到最后都没有办法，来祷告自己来。
And they ended up saying, "Oh, we'll just pray on our own."
好，那我们就看《使徒行传》到底是谁在祷告。
And so we look in Acts and see who was it that was praying.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
十三节。
Verse 13.
进了城就上了所住的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰啊，这样一直进啊，到下面啊，亚勒马非的儿子雅各、分瑞党的西门和雅各的儿子犹大啊。这个十三节是讲什么
？What does verse 13 say？
就是使徒。
It's talking about the disciples.
使徒就是有职分的。
The disciples had status.
使徒的职分。
They had the status of a disciple.
Apostle. 这个是被拣选了，要传福音。
They had been chosen to preach.
所以这个教会也推动祷告，谁应该来
？So who should help push forward through prayer?
大家要有一个自觉。
We must have a self-realization.
在教会有职分。
That within the church we have our status.
负责人被选，就是托付教会的发展。
The council members have been chosen to help the church growth.
虽然有总务，有财务。
Even though there's general affairs or financial affairs.
每一部门到最后都是为着教会的发展。
But every part is supposed to help with the growth of the church.
所以这个推动祷告，一旦职务会做决定，每个负责人的都要到。
So whenever the council members make a decision, everyone should be we should do it.
因为这是职分。
Because this is the responsibility.
这是恩典。
This is the grace.
再加上在教会里面被安立的圣职人员。
Especially those who have been ordained.
那我们常常发现推动祷告很难，为什么？因为负责人跟圣职人员很少能来。
So why is it that often prayer pushing through prayer is very difficult? It's because the council members are unwilling to go attend.
那这一群人其实是带动教会的火车头。
But they are the head of the train that is supposed to be guiding the people.
那这个火车头不动，教会就很难动。
If the head of the train doesn't move, then the rest of the church is difficult to move.
所以当我们要决定接受这个职分，就是决定教会的决定，我们要去做。
So when we decide to take hold of this status, then we must fulfill its responsibilities.
其中最基本就是参加祷告会。
And the most basic of this is to attend prayer.
那如果负责人、圣职员加上配偶
，And if all the council members along with their spouses，
当你从10:20开始祷告的时候，教会里面最少有20个人。
Come to pray at like 10:20, and there's at least 20 people within the church.
哦，再加上宗教教育的系负责。
Oh, if it's the council members and the spouses, there will be at least 20 members in the church in the prayer in the morning. And if you add the RE teachers,
再加上这个 head teacher, 每一班的班负责
or if you add the lead teachers,
再加上教会负责
and the council members.
我们就会发现其实祷告的人很多
We'll see that there are actually many people to pray.
那现在问题就是很多人带有职分不愿意
But today the problem is that people have this responsibility but they're unwilling to do it.
为什么
Why?
应该早一点起来
Because they have to wake up early.
这很辛苦
And this is very difficult.
其实我们常常在想哦，我们就把礼拜六当作上班的一部分
Sometimes I think we should take Saturday as part of going to, like going to work.
有哪一个人十点钟才上班
Who goes to work at 10 a.m.?
大概很少吧
Probably no one.
所以如果我们来祷告十点二十这个应该不会过分吧
So if we come to church to pray at 10:20 this probably isn't too difficult
所以我没有办法参加常常是因为我们对教会看的比工作比没有教会没有工作这么重要
Sometimes we don't come to praise because we don't feel like the work of the church is that important
所以第一种人就是带有职分一定要参加
So those who have the status must come to attend these prayer sessions
因为我们没有参加会变成负面的影响
Because if we don't, then it will become a negative influence.
我们再看第二种。
Let's look at the second.
五十节。
The second type of person in verse 14.
这些人同着几个妇人，这里特别有几个妇人。
Here it talks about some women.
我们知道其中有一个是抹大拉的玛利亚。
And one of these was Mary, the mother of Jesus.
得到恩典了。
And they received, Mary Magdalene, and she had received blessing.
是很多的信徒，他想要报答神的恩典，我想要做宣道工作，怎么做？
So a lot of people want to pay the blessings of God and they want to preach. What should they do? They should come to church to pray.
那第三个就是耶稣的母亲。
And third was Mary, the mother of Jesus.
就是对主耶稣有认识。
She knew Jesus.
所以我们对神的工作这个价值有肯定的人，他一定会很想做圣工。
So those who know the value of the work of the church will definitely come to pray.
那怎么办？
So what should we do?
来参加祷告。
Oh, they will definitely know to do work. So what will they do? They will come to pray.
所以推动宣道工作，还有很多圣工的第一步就是跪下来祷告。
So to break through the work of the whole of the church, the first thing you must do is pray.
祷告到被圣灵充满。
And to pray until we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
发现其他的都不困难。
And then we will find that nothing else is difficult.
我们现在还有二十五分钟。
We have 25 minutes.
如果可以，我们都到前面来祷告。
And we can all come to the front to pray.
特别为着我们这次的讲习会来带。
And to especially pray for this evangelical workshop.
求主的灵充满了我们每一位。
And may the Holy Spirit fill every one of us.
一起来祈祷。
Let's all come to the front to pray.